Allah has promised vicegerentship to the Muslim Ummah, that we will be granted authority, we will be granted power, we will be granted dominion on the face of the earth. But the promise is not without conditions, and it is for us to fulfill the conditions. Allah has alluded to this in verse number 54, or it's 56 and 57 of Surah Nur. Allama Qurtubi rahimahumullah has reported on the authority of Abu Aliya, who narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stayed in Mecca for 10 years after the commencement of the revelation and the declaration of the prophethood. And during this time, there was the constant fear. Who will attack us? Who will say what to us? Who will do what to us? You know, where will the harm come? This was the constant fear. And then after the hijrah to Medina, there was a number of attacks. It was Badr, Uhud, Khandak. So someone then asked and said, O Nabi Allah, would a time come to us when we'll be able to live with in peace without worrying about our weaponry? And Nabi Salman said, yes, the time is coming very soon. And on that occasion, there was a verse was revealed in the verse that we look at, verse number 56 of Surah Nur. On that occasion, it is narrated that Abdullah bin Abbas had said that the verse presents the promise of Allah, which was made to the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this promise was made even before the creation. Before the creation. And it was a promise that was conveyed in the Torah, in the Injil, and in the Zabur. Allah has made three promises to this Ummah. Allah says in the verse of the Noble Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So what is the promise? Allah has promised those of you who have iman and do good deeds. There's two things here, have iman and do good deeds. Allah says, لَا يَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. He will definitely make you successors of the rulers on the earth, just as He made those before you. That is the one thing. So vicegerentship, or as we could term it as istikhlaf, being appointed as a successor or a vicegerent on the earth. That's the first promise. Allah says, وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And Allah will certainly grant great strength to the deen that He has chosen for them. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And Allah, Rabbul Izzah, will change or replace their fear with peace on condition. What is the condition? يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. They should worship me alone and not establish partners with me. So there are three promises that are made to this ummah in this verse. Number one, vicegerentship of the earth, that they will rule over it, and that the favorite religion, Islam, will be made victorious, and that Muslims will be given so much power and grandeur that they will have no fear. They will only fear Allah. Allah has fulfilled this promise by conferring conquest over various places, the conquest of Mecca, the conquest of Khaybar, the conquest of Bahrain, the whole of Yemen, the entire Arabian Peninsula, even during the lifetime of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received jizya, which is the capitation tax from the Zoroastrians of Hajar and some Syrian territories. The kings and the rulers of Rome, Egypt, Iskandria, Oman, Ethiopia sent gifts to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and gave him honor and respect. And then during the Khilafah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, there was the crushing of all menacing uprising. He also sent out Islamic armies to Persia, Syria, Egypt, Busra, Damascus, all came in the Islamic State. During the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, as it approached an end, Allah put an inspiration in his heart to nominate Sayyidina Umar as the successor. And when Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab took charge of the Khilafat, it was so wonderful that the heavens had not witnessed such grand governance after the governance of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And during his Khilafat, the entire land of Syria, Egypt, the major part of Persia were overpowered. It was during this time that the grandeur of Caesar and Khusru were vanished. And after that period, during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman, the Islamic victories extended to the east and the west. In the west up to Cyprus and Andalusia, in the east to China. Iraq, Khorasan, Ahwaz all fell into the Islamic State by the time of the third Khalif. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, according to the Sahih Hadith, that he was shown the entire east and west of the earth by bringing them together, and that the rule of his ummah will extend to these places. And that promise was fulfilled during the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. According to the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the Khilafat will last for 30 years after him. And here the Khilafat of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, which ran exactly in the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, lasted to Sayyidina Ali and then to his son Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allama ibn Kathir has narrated a hadith of Sayyidina Jabir ibn Samura that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that the Ummah will continue running until 12 Khalifs will come. And Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah has commented and pointed out that the 12 upright Khalifs from this Ummah, that is bound to happen. It's not necessary that all 12 will come one after the other, and there is no gap in between. Rather, it's more likely that they turn up, and with an interval of time, out of this lot, the four rightly Khalifs have already appeared, one after the other. The next after them, which is unanimous of the Ummah, is none other than Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz. So we have five. There are a few others which others have indicated. From the 12, the 12th one will be Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhum. There is no mention in the hadith of the 12 Khalifs which the Shias have determined. Rather, some of them are those who have no connection with the Khilafat at all. It's also not necessary that all of them would be of the same status, and during their time there would be complete peace and tranquility. The promise that is given is according to how righteous they are, how firm they are on belief, to what extent they will establish justice. Remember, Islam is spread over 1400 years so far, and will continue till Allah knows best. And during this period, there will be the Khalifs who had come at various intervals, and they would rule with justice according to that particular time. The understanding that the Shias have, or the Rawafis have, that only when Imam Mahdi come, that will be the time of justice, and that is when that is the golden era. That is baseless in the sense that means the entire Ummah is in deviation, and the fact that nothing good has been established throughout the 1400 years. Allah then warns us in the end of this verse, where Allah has outlined what is this meant from us. The first thing is يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِشَيْءٍ, that we need to worship Allah, then He will grant us this vicegerentship. Allah says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, and whoever disbelieves after this, whoever is ungrateful after this, then فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, these people are certainly the sinful ones. Imam Baghawi rahimahullah said that this kufr means two things. One means kufr, and the other is to be thanklessness, to be nashukr. And the first step of nashukr is what happened during the time of Sayyidina Uthman, where people who were supposedly from the Muslim Ummah had assassinated Sayyidina Uthman. And this was such a great sin that it then broke the peace and the tranquility that was established up until that point. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had addressed the people and said, the angels of Allah had cordoned off your city for security ever since Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had come to Medina. And this measure was continuing till today. Wallahi, if you assassinate Uthman, these angels will go back. They will never return. By Allah, whoever from you will kill him will present himself before Allah with his hands cut. You will be without his hands and know that Allah's sword was in its sheath so far. By Allah, if the sword comes out of his sheath, it will never go back in the sheath again. Because whenever a messenger is assassinated, 70,000 people were killed in return. And when a khalif is assassinated, then 35,000 people are killed. So this is when that peace and tranquility was broken with the martyrdom of Sayyidina Uthman. And since that time, there has been intervals of chaos, and there has been intervals of mayhem that the ummah has witness the way the assassins of Sayyidina Uthman acted against the blessings of Allah and the solidarity of Islam. This was through ingratitude to the great bounty of Allah. Similarly, the Rawafid and the Khawarij, they had acted in a similar manner against Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So with that, this peace and tranquility has been taken away at that instance. However, it's not been closed forever. If we come back onto the path, Allah will certainly grant it to us. So we ask, can the ummah shine again? Yes, certainly the ummah can shine. It is for us to remain steadfast on our deen.